Bye.
Beat Banter.
CNIB's Mobile Hub is coming to Kingston on August 7th from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Central Branch of the Kingston Public Library. The Canadian National Institute for the Blind is hitting the road to bring its innovative programs and technology to you. Drop in to meet CNIB staff and learn more about the free programs and resources for people who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. Explore assistive tech with hands-on product demos and workshops.
Hey Kingston, looking to conserve water and save money? Utilities Kingston is once again offering its popular repurposed rain barrels. They help conserve treated water, reduce your environmental impact, and give new life to materials that might otherwise end up in a landfill. Rain barrels are just $71, including delivery, and are sold at cost to support sustainable water conservation. Order yours today at utilitieskingston.com/rainbarrels.
I'm Larry Kay, and you've tuned into Something Special. Join me as we celebrate 19 incredible years on the airwaves, spotlighting Indigenous excellence through over 250 powerful interviews since 2006. This is Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay. We're just getting started. The Two Buffalo Studios in Bradenton, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome back a very special guest, Tracy Bone from Winnipeg, Manitoba. A celebrated singer, songwriter, Tracy was one of my first guests 19 years ago in 2006, and we're honored to have her join us again for our 19th year anniversary show. She's here to share her brand new single, Make It Look Easy. She'll be stopping by to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. Support for Indigenous in Music comes from Two Buffalo, My AmSoil.
Are you ready to take control of your future? AmSoil is looking for new dealers in your area. Join the Two Buffalo team and be part of a trusted name in synthetic oil and lubrication. It's your chance to own a business and support your community. Visit tobuffalo.myamsoil.com. That's tobuffalo.myamsoil.com and get started today.
Time to get the tables spinning and the engines rolling. Something brand new from Tracy Bone, The Takeaway.
Takeaway is, could I work it down in Vegas? It's 7-11 wins. It's a crapshoot, sure enough. The odds on love again. All that's left to say is, no statements can be found. In the cold beat of a distant heart, be mine, doubling down.
I got to know what the takeaway is. A hard luck alibi. Hit or miss.
Tracy Bone going to be in our spotlight in 25 minutes. All right, here's Tribe's Long Black Cadillac. I'm Larry Kay.
Big cities and bright lights, small towns play telephone.
Melody MacArthur, Cincinnati Cigarettes. Hey, she's starring in Grease, too. You gotta check it out live when it comes to your town. She'll be in New York here pretty quick. Zoe Lopez. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in music.
Quando te
IndigenousInMusic.com.
Veo bien que ya es muy tarde. Tu voz me dice que esta vez vas a marcharte. Ya lo sé, no pasa nada. Tú siempre fuiste bueno en mantener la calma. Tengo
I'm not afraid to die.
are Nina. And before that, Willie Nabb. I'm Larry Kay. I'd like to invite you over to our homepage, indigenousandmusicandarts.org, and take a look around. We got a lot happening over there. The Two Buffalo Virtual Gallery and the Say Magazine Library, full of archives. All right, here we go. Samantha Crane, Riding Out the Storm.
X and a dot dot dot, you know I never thought I'd go and get the chill. That memory about as useful as a payphone, about as street as a metronome, but I guess it left me here. And here's a good a place to be as anywhere. Take care for your nightmares. I hear that I'm dreaming it all, so I'll buckle up a night.
That was music from Samantha Crane, Riding Out the Storm. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, our guest, Tracy Bone, will be in the spotlight. She was here 19 years ago, and here we are again on her birthday. Tracy Bone in 30 seconds.
Don't forget to take Indigenous in Music with you on your next trip. We're available everywhere you go. Find us on your smart speaker or on any of your favorite apps. And get ready to turn us up. Indigenous in Music with Larry K is on the go.
Take the support challenge at indigenousinmusic.com. Every contribution counts in the challenge. Whether it's monthly or one-time donation, any amount helps. Your support empowers Indigenous artists and preserves their rich culture. Take the challenge at indigenousinmusic.com. Thank you for your support.
Places at once. That's why we're bringing to you our weekly broadcast of Indigenous in Music with Larry K. Now on demand at indigenousinmusic.com. From the Say Magazine studios in Bradenton, Florida. Welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight interview. I'm Larry Kay. Today, we're celebrating 19 amazing years on the air. And what better way to mark this milestone than by welcoming back one of the artists who helped us launch this journey, Tracy Bone from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Tracy was our guest back in 2006. She returns today with her powerful new single, Make It Look Easy. It's a full circle moment, and we couldn't be more thrilled. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back Tracy Bone. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing up there? Way up there.
I'm doing great. You know, just hanging in there with all the things that are going on across Turtle Island. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of wildfires out in our area. So, you know, a lot of prayers going out to everyone.
Yes, friends and family. Pray for our friends and family. I was going over my notes from 2006. One of our first assignments was doing a music review for your first album, No Lies. I love that album.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. That's so many moons ago.
I know. I'm still playing it.
Thank you for that.
Yes, yes. Well, let's talk about the new single, Make It Look Easy. What inspired the song and what message do you hope listeners will take from it?
Well, that's a song that I didn't write personally. I've been collaborating with a country recording artist by the name of Sean Hogan. And so I've been working with him for, I think it's like 2 years, going on three now, possibly. So just delivering some of his original music, the ones that, you know, I can relate to, the ones that speak to where I'm at in life.
Yeah.
And this song in particular, Make It Look Easy, it was just something that, you know, when you hear a song that you can relate to, right away, I was like, you know what, this is me, and I can deliver this in a way that's, you know, particular to my experiences, or you know, a little different from his and the probably the reason he wrote it. But, you know, for me and with this song, you know, it's just, to me, it's about, you know, going with the flow or mm-hmm. growing with the flow of life.
Right.
And, you know, the natural emotions that come with our existence, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. So in general, it's just about, you know, allowing that flow, the natural flow of our existence and yes. embracing and celebrating that.
Oh, yeah. Now, you've grown so much as an artist since 2006, since I've met you. How would you describe your evolution in music over the past two decades?
Well, definitely I have grown into myself as mm-hmm. a woman, as a mother, and as an artist. And, you know, naturally, when you embark on a personal healing journey, as I have, and, you know, it'll be 13 years for me this January, it will naturally affect and, you know, really cultivate how you create and what your messages mm-hmm. are, as well as, you know, it really inspires you to branch out in other areas of creativity as well.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, for me, the past two decades, you know, I've really come into an understanding of what it truly means to be a woman and to embody that feminine energy that, you know, of course, because of our trauma, you know, the intergenerational mm-hmm. trauma of coming from, you know, the Indian and residential boarding schools that my grandmothers both attended, and my mother and my relatives, and, you know, coming into understanding myself through those experiences that they courageously shared with me. You know, my grandmother on my mother's side, she passed in February 2020, and you know, she was very instrumental in me understanding my own dysfunctions. Mm-hmm. You know, she was like a really a critical essence sure. and being in my life to understanding, mm-hmm. You know, how I became, you know, I guess blocked off to my own love and my own understanding of what that even means.
Right, right. What's next for you after Make It Look Easy? Any upcoming albums, tours, special projects? What are we going to be watching for?
I have another song single that's nearly done now, so I've got something coming already. And again, that's with Sean Hogan. It's one of his tunes. It's going to be a song called Brave. Of course, you know, that spoke to me because of, you know, the healing journey that everyone is on right now. I mean, this is a universal thing, and it's hugely important because, you know, what I've learned is that when we heal ourselves, we heal those we love.
Yes.
And we heal everything around us. And, you know, I've been seeing and observing, you know, all this distance and war, in fact, you know, on the external. But mm-hmm. I've learned that war is within ourselves. So, you know, when we can face that battle within ourselves and make that peace on the inside, then, you know, the external will reflect that to us. Mm-hmm. And that in turn has helped me to do the writing I have done in these years, mm-hmm. I guess, since the beginning. And so as far as music for myself and my own original music, you know, I honestly don't rely on anything outside of myself as far as grants. And, you know, it's not to say, you know, anything for or to or about anyone else. It's to my personal choice is to remain completely autonomous and independent. And so it has made it a little more challenging, of course. But, you know, I want to be my own creator and I want to own my own works.
Yes.
And I want to value what I do and I want to carry that catalog with me as I go, yeah. You know, to be as independent as I can. So it's coming along. I know that now I'm going to be in a position where I can invest in myself. And, you know, right now I'm not on any social media and I don't have any presence on anything whatsoever. And I was led to do that for other reasons. But I'm now going to be creating my own website that's going to incorporate both my music, but also myself as a holistic healer, as an energy support and healer, because I am marrying the two. And that's what I have utilized, is those tools to strengthen myself. And so my hope is that I can utilize that to help to, you know, empower others as well.
Good words. Salute. I love it.
Thank you.
Today, our guest is country musician Tracy Bone. She was one of my first guests 19 years ago, and we're so excited to bring her back today and jump back into our full circle moment. You can read all about Tracy on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com. Tracy, thank you for showing up tonight in our for our 19th anniversary show. I'm so
happy. Huge congrats to you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Time's flying, isn't it?
It is.
And
sure is.
And we're looking good.
Oh, aren't we?
right on. Stay in touch. We're going to play you Tracy's new release. Here is Make It Look Easy. Release Make It Look Easy. In case you're just tuning in, Tracy Bone was just here to help us celebrate our 19th year anniversary on the air. She was one of my first guests back in 2006. It's great to have her back on and stop back in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Because the ends they had to meet, we're jumping and we're both feet way too deep. Share a space with barely any room, but you got me and baby I got you. Gonna pay the piper, didn't mean to fail. We show up with our Redley one more time, but I'd go anywhere though, can't you see? Long as I got you and baby you got me, I got you and baby you got me. We can dance until they're knocking at the door, live there till we don't live there anymore. Sacrifice a couple wants and needs, long as I got you and baby you got me. Long as I got you and baby you got me. That far from the past. Thankfully, only good things last. But I'd go anywhere, though, can't you see? Long as I got you and baby, you got me. Long as I got you and baby, you got me. So let's dance until they're knocking at the door. Live there till we don't live there anymore. Sacrifice a couple wants and needs, long as I got you and baby you got me. We can dance until they're knocking at the door, live there till we don't live there anymore. Sacrifice a couple wants and needs, long as I got you and baby you got me. Long as I got you and baby you got me. Cause I got you and baby you got me.
That's music from William Prince. You Got Me off his early Earthly Days album. Hey, hope you're enjoying today's show. If you missed part of today's show, you can always find us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com. All right, Jasmine Nacenta, Hold On. I'm Larry Kay.
Well, this money in my pocket burns a hole too quick, burns a hole too quick, burns a hole too quick. No matter how I try, I can't hold on to it, can't hold on to it. Oh,
That was Who I Was by Wayne LaVallee. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back. I'm Larry Kay, and we are Indigenous in Music.
Are you ready to take control of your future? AmSoil is looking for new dealers in your area. Join the Two Buffalo team and be part of a trusted name in synthetic oil and lubrication. It's your chance to own a business and support your community. Visit tobuffalo.myamsoil.com. That's tobuffalo.myamsoil.com and get started today.
Did you know that donating your car to Indigenous in Music is a fantastic way to show your support? Get a tax write-off and free up some much-needed space. Your generosity drives Indigenous in Music and arts forward. Visit us at indigenousinmusic.com for more information on how you can donate your car and be part of something meaningful.
All right, we're going back, way back. For What It's Worth, Los Lobos.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I've got to beware. Think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Full of the heat. There's a thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man comes and take you away. Better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. That sound, everybody look what's going down. Stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
down.
Oh,
yeah. Los Lobos, For What It's Worth. I'm Larry Kay. I hope you're enjoying today's show. Our guest, Tracy Bone. Spotlighted 19 years ago when I first started back in Minneapolis on KFAI. Well, here we are in Bradenton. Find us at indigenousinmusic.com. We hang there 24/7.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay, celebrating 19 years, and we've only just begun.
So now it's time to head back to the Same Magazine Studios in sunny Bradenton, Florida, for one more hour of Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay.
Let's get Hour 2 started with music now from Faye May. This is You and Me. She'll be in our spotlight next week.
I don't want to make this about me. But seeing